I'm Chris Harris with Refuse Ordinary. Here's a scenario. You're meeting with a prospective client for the third time. And in this meeting, you're going to be giving them a proposal you've been working on for a while. You've collected good information, it's a good fit client, and you have the perfect program for them. You're excited to deliver it, and the prospect is excited to hear what you got to say. You're both sitting at the table together, and you're coming across the home stretch, and then they say something along the lines of this: "You come highly recommended. I'm excited to hear what you got to say, but I don't think I can even afford you." It's frustrating because you haven't even revealed what your price is yet. You get that churning sensation, the pit of your stomach. And what do you do next? Well, all of us have run into something like this before, and it's called a price-sensitive client. What you do next could be the ultimate act of sales sabotage. Acting on pure gut instinct, you lower your price. So what happens if you do lower your price? Well, the obvious thing is you could have left money on the table because you don't know whether they were going to say yes or no. The second thing you could potentially do, if this is a long-term client or a potential long-term client, you just set precedence for what your price point's going to be now and likely down the road. So let's look at something else. What happens if you assume a client can't afford you and you're in the process of putting together the proposal? Well, if indeed you've done your homework and you've got all the information and you're going to put together a solid recommendation that also happens to be one of your more expensive programs, and instead of leading with that suggestion, the one that you know is the best fit, you lead with a subpar fit recommendation that happens to be cheaper because you assume they can afford the lower cost program because you don't want to lose them, you've kind of done them a disservice. You're their trusted advisor. You're the expert. And you're not letting them decide for themselves what they think is right for them. So if you find yourself in this situation, here's something to try instead. Let's replay that scenario. So there you are, sitting with your prospective client. They're excited to see you. You're excited to see them. You're coming down the home stretch, and they hit you with a price objection. "I'm not quite sure that I can afford you." You'd immediately say, "You know what? I haven't even gotten to price yet. Let me finish up and wrap up here. Let me tell you what the price is, and then let's go from there." You just might be blown away when they say something along the lines of, "Wow, this is a well put together proposal. I like what you have to say. It was a little more expensive than we were thinking, but I think I can work with you on this. Let's make this happen." If on the offhand chance you tell them the price and they still want you to come down on your fee or your prices, you're in luck. Will and I have been working really hard on putting together a whole MP3 series around the subject of price sensitivity. And in that program, we give you 9 different ways to navigate the situation without lowering your price. And if you like the topic of price sensitivity, you might be interested in the other programs we're working on, which is, how do you handle increased competition? How do you differentiate yourself in the marketplace? And then how do you build more client loyalty? Well, that series is going to be coming out in about 1.5 months. And if you liked this tip, look for the next one coming out in our next newsletter.